This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:04 p.m. Our next story is about living a meaningful life and how the bottom line is always a factor. That's right. Money changes everything.
Does.
It makes the world go around. And it's central to living, quote unquote, the good life. And in the news today, Bank Negara is calling for Malaysians to attain an acceptable living wage instead of merely focusing on much of the discussion, which is around minimum wage.
Hurrah, is what I say to this. I think it's about time we have this conversation. Better late than never. The governor has said that the wages in the labour market were low, with half the workforce earning about 1,700 ringgit a month, while the average starting salary for a diploma holder was only about 350 ringgit above the minimum wage of 1,200 ringgit.
Yeah, well, so looking at living wages in Kuala Lumpur in 2016, it was estimated at 2,700 ringgit for an adult, 4,500 ringgit for couples without children, and 6,500 ringgit for couples with two children. Of course, it's just a guideline used by many advanced economies to give an idea on what type of wage would be considered decent. But in Malaysia, the highest cost of living is actually here in Kuala Lumpur.
Yes.
And to a certain extent, some of these minimum wage ranges could also be applied in states like Penang and Johor Bahru.
Yeah, obviously the urban centres, right? If you were living, he added that if you were living in Muar and you earned about 2,700 ringgit, you can actually live quite comfortably because rental rates, cost of living is low. We all know what the cost of living is like in KL and what rental is like, especially if you're living in the heart of the city. But then again, even if you're not and you work in KL, by the time you work out your public transportation and getting around, all of that adds up. Tolls, everything, right?
And I think it's great that we're having the discussion about living wage because it goes beyond having basic necessities. It's about personal and family development. What are your savings involved? What sort of areas of your income that you can push towards paying out your loans, etc.
There was a high-level conversation that was going on for many, many years about moving Malaysia towards a high-income nation.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't know if the man on the street, per se, could necessarily connect with that conversation, because that was, speaking about our GDP and GNI and all of this stuff.
Every other acronym that we love.
Right. But at the same time, for the man on the street, you're like, no, but this is how much I'm taking home every month, and you give me these numbers at the end of every year or halfway through the year, it doesn't mean much to me because I'm still struggling to put my kids through school and, meeting ends meet by the time the 29th rolls around, right?
Well, we're going to get Firdaus Rosli from the Institute of Strategic and International Studies Malaysia to comment on minimum wage and living wage. But first, here's some music by the Cranberries. It's Linger, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Uman Ezra here on the Evening Edition. And earlier we were talking about a comment by Bank Negara Malaysia Governor Tan Sri Muhammad Ibrahim about how it's time for Malaysian citizens to aspire to attain an acceptable living wage level. We're crossing over to Firdaus Rosli. He's the Director of Economics, Trade and Regional Integration. This is at the Institute of Strategic and International Studies Malaysia. Firdaus, thank you for being with us on the Evening Edition. Now, can you walk us through how minimum wage differs from living wage?
I think it is easy to get confused between the two as they cover a specific area in the theory of distribution of income. It is incorrect to assume that the minimum wage should be set at the average wage, which is what people are saying today, or in some cases, set at the living wage level, because these two are completely different. So let me explain, okay? The minimum wage and living wage are fundamentally different in terms of coverage and purpose. On the one hand, the minimum wage should only address the lowest possible remuneration for a task being performed. So this can be set at the monthly, daily, or hourly levels. But in our case, according to the Minimum Wage Order 2016, the minimum wage is set at all levels. And in addition, it is also categorized geographically, either in the Peninsula Malaysia or in Sabah, Sarawak, and as well as Labuan. So the minimum wage should cover just that, the minimum workers' compensation. So it should sound and mean just like that, minimum wage. The living wage, on the other hand, should include the minimum wage as well as other living costs such as food, housing, but not to be confused with buying and owning a house because those are completely separate, and transportation. It should cover a worker's basic needs to work and live within a specific locality, say in Kuala Lumpur. And I think this is why living wage is often quoted at a much higher level than the minimum wage.
Right, because according to the BNM governor, Tan Sri Muhammad Ibrahim, about a quarter of households in KL are earning below the living wage. That is estimated at about 2,700 ringgit in KL for an adult, 4,500 for couples without children, and about 6,500 for couples with two children. What are currently the reasons why wages are so low?
See, the thing is, wages in Malaysia are low, and they are being kept low for a very long time for many reasons. So these factors can come from the supply side, such as perhaps education attainment, where 4 million people, or about 28% of the workforce, according to the latest labor force survey, are actually degree holders. So in other words, 72% of the workforce have secondary education or lower. The second one is immigration, where we seem to prioritize imports of low-skilled, low-value workers more than the higher ones. So in a sense, having a large pool of workers are in fact affecting wages of Malaysians as a whole. On the other hand is the demand side. Okay, so collective bargaining is weak today, and I believe there is a lot of room for improvement in this area. But the good news is the government is already working towards a more inclusive labour rights, and I believe labour-related reforms will come sooner rather than later in the future. But if I were to single out one factor as to why our wages are so low today, it would have to be because of our own politicians. Both sides of the divide, for that matter. You know, for decades, we have been indoctrinated that low-cost economy is good for business. Low-cost is good to keep inflation low. Inflation is bad. The cost of living is a universal issue that can only be addressed by suppressing costs and not raising incomes of the rakyat. And I think this is a problem. There is just so much that a low-cost economy can do towards the interests of the government, businesses, and rakyat as a whole. We should acknowledge the fact that there is no such thing as a low-cost, high-income economy. I'm of the view that we should take a step back and rethink about how we value or view the issue of cost in general, because it would eventually affect wages of Malaysians as a whole.
Now, Firdaus, the Home Ministry has said that they're considering reviewing the minimum wage rate. It's currently at 1,000 ringgit for Peninsula Malaysia, 920 ringgit for Sabah and Sarawak and Labuan. And do you think raising the minimum wage rate is a good way to address the issue of overall low wages?
I think it is a popular subject, or a rather popular move for anyone to take on. But I'm afraid that is not the solution. I do not think that raising minimum wage is a solution, simply because, as I said earlier, the purpose and the coverage of these two measures, minimum wage and living wage, are fundamentally different. The minimum wage can only move up and never downwards, so we must always get it right the first time. And as far as living wage is concerned, we do not necessarily have both together as part of our legislation. So we can have perhaps a recommended living wage, and we can have a minimum wage that act that we already have in Malaysia today. So raising minimum wage is something that can be considered, but I think the focus now should be on the enforcement of the minimum wage and not so much on the rate itself, because we can set at whatever rate we want. We can even set it at a much higher level, but if the enforcement is not in place, then there's no point in raising the rate in the first place, you know. In fact, the revision comes every 2 years. So raising minimum wage will be a popular solution, and no doubt about that. But it is not the solution.
What would it take to attain an acceptable living wage level? So what would creating legislation actually be the way to go?
I think the easy way is to get the public sector to offer wages at or higher than the recommended living wage. Notice that I said recommended living wage, because it's not something that is carved in stone, not like the Minimum Wage Act that we have today. Okay? So the main reason for this is largely due to the compliance factor rather than anything else. So today, the low-level public sector wages are already higher than that of those in the private sector. Alternatively, as you mentioned earlier, it can also be done through proper legislation. There are countries that have a specific legislation on living wage, and they are done either at the federal or the state level. So it can be on the top of the minimum wage legislation that a country already set. In addition to that, we could also empower workers through collective bargaining, which I've touched on earlier on. Having unions is just one of many things that we can address. There are about 9 laws with respect to labor-related reforms are or should be in place already. So this not just cover unions, but many other parts of labor rights as well.
Well, Firdaus, thank you very much for that perspective and joining us on the Evening Edition. That was Firdaus Rosli, Director of Economics, Trade and Regional Integration at the Institute of Strategic and International Studies, Malaysia. We've got some music right now by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love rock and roll. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.